The six-month moratorium started October 15th. That's when Heber City Council voted unanimously to halt any residential building until the city adopts a new form-based code. City Councilwoman Heidi Franco said the city was growing so fast they needed to take a break.
With the ever-increasing growth pressures within the city, we need time. We need time to just reset things. That's all this temporary land use regulation is about.
KPCW talked to City Councilwoman Colleen Potter after the meeting. She agreed with Franco's assessment.
It really feels like we're at such a crucial time going from this small little town up in the mountains. And when you have this kind of pressure, you have to really plan for it. And it feels like we've been a little more reactive than proactive. And so I feel really good about pausing things for a minute and really digging into making some of these decisions as a community.
Heber City Mayor Alan McDonald said council didn't follow certain procedures with the new building ban ordinance, and he recommended they send it back to a work meeting for a more thorough review.
When you put an ordinance in place, it's important enough, I think, that they should and they must go to those work meetings, have a full discussion, and also needs, I prefer if we can, and get them to the agenda prep meetings, because then staff has an opportunity to weigh in some information. The city attorney provides his insight onto it, too. But that's just my suggestions to the council, but the council can decide what they'd like to do with it.
Councilman Eric Rowland said they shouldn't waste any time, because in 6 months, developers may start projects that don't conform with the new code.
I think in this case it is an emergency, not as grave as some others, but in light of what could be coming in hindsight, I'd rather a year from now look back and say, I'm glad we did it when we did, than say, I wish we had done it because some things came through that we didn't want to come through.
Projects already underway, like Red Ledges, aren't affected by the building moratorium. Neither are businesses. Heber City hired a consultant to develop the new form-based code and master plan. Councilwoman Potter says the new code provides for more mixed-use development rather than segregating businesses from homes.
You have like a community center, and we have more mixed use where you might have some small business fronts mixed in with residential so that it's more livable, more walkable communities. Typically, one of the things that happens is you bring the storefronts up so you see a more appealing, not like a strip mall with a parking lot in front of it, but more like doors that are kind of closer and where people are able to walk and bike.
Park City recently explored using form-based code, but in the end decided not to. Potter says Heber City hopes to learn from Park City's experience.
One of the things that I heard that went wrong with Park City is some people felt like they didn't get enough of a chance to give their input. The consultant that we have was in Park City and is hoping that we'll be able to get more input during the process, and through the visioning process, people will have some buy-in before it comes to that point.
Potter says there will be community meetings in the next few months to get public input on the master plan. City Council members talked about meeting first with developers, who they say will be cranky with the new ordinance, to get their ideas and buy-in. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.